高三英语高考练习十六。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
One. Good morning, madam. What can I do for you?
I'd like to open a savings account.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. I've got to go to Pudong this morning, but I'm too tired to drive and the bus is slow.
No problem. I'll drop you off at the underground station on my way to work.
Question. How will the woman go to Pudong? Three. Who's playing in the second half?
It's the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. They are doing one of the most iconic symphony of Mozart.
Question. What are the two speakers most probably doing?
Four. Wow. Your apartment looks amazing. When did you have time to paint it? I didn't. I had it done by professionals.
Question. What does the man say about the apartment?
Five. I cannot figure out why these young people were so crazy about those designers' clothes.
It really doesn't make sense to spend so much money and time on them, as styles are changing so quickly nowadays.
Question. What does the woman mean? Six. Sorry I'm late. Did you hear about the trains?
Yes, I heard they were running late.
Well, I realized I might be late, so I tried to find a bus, and on my way I bumped into Jack. He offered me a lift on his motorbike, but unfortunately his exhaust pipe fell off, so in the end I had to walk.
Question. Why is a man late? 7. Good morning. I'd like 2 of this, please.
Is that in colour or black and white?
In colour, please. Just as it is.
It's a nice drawing. By the way, you do realise colour is more expensive, don't you?
That's fine. I'm not bothered about the cost. Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? 8. Have you had a chance to wear your sweater yet?
That reminds me, I've been meaning to contact the shop and exchange it for a smaller size.
Question, what does the man imply about the sweater?
Nine. One of the members of our band is quitting. Do you know if anyone who can take his place?
I'm not sure, but I would certainly keep an eye out for you.
Question, what will the woman most probably do? 10. I really have a hard time learning these vocabularies by heart.
It's a necessary part of learning a foreign language, but you can figure out some methods to help yourself memorize them.
Question. What does the man tell the woman? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It's natural to feel stressed during the exam season, but allowing that anxious feeling to consume your mind and body will do you no good. In fact, being overly stressed can actually reduce your chances of getting success. By feeling nervous and upset, you will send your body into fight or flight mode, and you may even end up feeling short of breath, tight-chested and sick. The first way to overcome this sensation is by monitoring your breathing. Take a big breath in through your nose for 5 seconds, and then slowly exhale through your mouth. By repeating this for a few minutes, you will moderate your breathing and slow down your heart rate, which will naturally help you to relax. Another way to conquer that negative feeling is through exercise. When engaging in regular physical activity, our bodies release a feel-good hormone, which instantly lifts our mood, relieves unnecessary tension, and helps us relax. So, if you're feeling stressed, why not go for a quick jog around the block or attend a local yoga class? The third tip to help you beat the stress is to not overstudy. Many students assume that they should get as many study sessions as possible. But according to experts, this can have a negative effect. It can lead to excess amounts of stress and tension in the body, and can even cause confusion due to the amount of information taken in over a short space of time. Please listen again. It's natural to feel stressed during the exam season, but allowing that anxious feeling to consume your mind and body will do you no good. In fact, being overly stressed can actually reduce your chances of getting success. By feeling nervous and upset, you will send your body into fight or flight mode, and you may even end up feeling short of breath, tight-chested and sick. The first way to overcome this sensation is by monitoring your breathing. Take a big breath in through your nose for 5 seconds, and then slowly exhale through your mouth. By repeating this for a few minutes, you will moderate your breathing and slow down your heart rate, which will naturally help you to relax. Another way to conquer that negative feeling is through exercise. When engaging in regular physical activity, our bodies release a feel-good hormone, which instantly lifts our mood, relieves unnecessary tension, and helps us relax. So, if you're feeling stressed, why not go for a quick jog around the block or attend a local yoga class? The third tip to help you beat the stress is to not overstudy. Many students assume that they should get as many study sessions as possible. But according to experts, this can have a negative effect. It can lead to excess amounts of stress and tension in the body, and can even cause confusion due to the amount of information taken in over a short space of time. Questions 11. Which of the following ways to help you relax is not mentioned in the passage? Twelve. What can we learn from the passage? 13. What is the passage mainly talking about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. It's really so exciting to hear everyone here speaking with a wealth of experience about the importance of mental health, and particularly the emotional development of our children and teachers. What you've all been discussing here today really brings to life the vital role that teachers are playing in supporting our youngest children's mental health. Thank you all for your dedication to this important cause, whether you work in schools, universities, charities, or elsewhere. Over the last 8 years of working with charities, I've met some of our leading experts on mental health, addiction, family breakdown, homelessness, and education. They have taught me over and over again that the root cause of so many of today's social problems can be traced right back to the very earliest years of a person's life, and often over generations. The scientific and other evidence is clear. The first few years of a child's life are more crucial for development and for future health and happiness than any other single moment in our lifetime. It is also clear that the positive development of our children is directly linked to those who care for them, teachers, carers, and parents. And as we've heard today, it is therefore vital that we support teachers with our own well-being so that they can provide the best level of care for all children in their schools and communities in which they work. The one of us, however, can make a difference alone. I feel so passionately about working together and being here today as a fun to me, just how much it already is being done. So thank you to all of you who are prioritizing the importance of mental health and the importance of childhood development as a whole. I look forward to hearing how your discussions will lead to proactive steps and to an even more resounding commitment to mentally healthy schools, teachers, and children. Please listen again. It's really so exciting to hear everyone here speaking with a wealth of experience about the importance of mental health, and particularly the emotional development of our children and teachers. What you've all been discussing here today really brings to life the vital role that teachers are playing in supporting our youngest children's mental health. Thank you all for your dedication to this important cause, whether you work in schools, universities, charities, or elsewhere. Over the last 8 years of working with charities, I've met some of our leading experts on mental health, addiction, family breakdown, homelessness, and education. They have taught me over and over again that the root cause of so many of today's social problems can be traced right back to the very earliest years of a person's life, and often over generations. The scientific and other evidence is clear. The first few years of a child's life are more crucial for development and for future health and happiness than any other single moment in our lifetime. It is also clear that the positive development of our children is directly linked to those who care for them, teachers, carers, and parents. And as we've heard today, it is therefore vital that we support teachers with our own well-being so that they can provide the best level of care for all children in their schools and communities in which they work. The one of us, however, can make a difference alone. I feel so passionately about working together and being here today as a fun to me, just how much it already is being done. So thank you to all of you who are prioritizing the importance of mental health and the importance of childhood development as a whole. I look forward to hearing how your discussions will lead to proactive steps and to an even more resounding commitment to mentally healthy schools, teachers, and children. Questions 14. On what occasion might the speech be delivered? Question 15. Which stage of life is the most important for people's development? Question 16. According to the passage, which of the following statements is true? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Executive Catering Services, Anna speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Anna. This is Julian Russell from Family Holidays. I wondered if you could do some catering for us next week. We're having a small reception. It's to launch a new advertising campaign. Would you be free?
When exactly is it, Mr. Russell?
Next Thursday. That's May 2nd.
Oh yes, I can do that. Where will you be holding it?
We thought we'd have it at head office and use the boardroom because there's enough room for everyone there.
Okay. What sort of things would you like?
Just a light lunch, I think, so that people can eat while they move around and talk to each other. You did something similar for us last year. We'd be happy to have the same menu again.
Right, I'll look in my diary and see what you had. Oh, I nearly forgot to ask you, how many should I cater for?
Well, I think most people will be able to come. Perhaps around 25? No, let's say 30 to be sure.
Right, thank you for getting in touch, Mr. Russell. I'll send you confirmation of the arrangements by the end of the week. Please listen again. Hello, Executive Catering Services, Anna speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Anna. This is Julian Russell from Family Holidays. I wondered if you could do some catering for us next week. We're having a small reception. It's to launch a new advertising campaign. Would you be free?
When exactly is it, Mr. Russell?
Next Thursday. That's May 2nd.
Oh yes, I can do that. Where will you be holding it?
We thought we'd have it at head office and use the boardroom because there's enough room for everyone there.
Okay. What sort of things would you like?
Just a light lunch, I think, so that people can eat while they move around and talk to each other. You did something similar for us last year. We'd be happy to have the same menu again.
Right, I'll look in my diary and see what you had. Oh, I nearly forgot to ask you, how many should I cater for?
Well, I think most people will be able to come. Perhaps around 25? No, let's say 30 to be sure.
Right, thank you for getting in touch, Mr. Russell. I'll send you confirmation of the arrangements by the end of the week. Questions 17. Why did the man call the woman?
What kind of food may not be served at the reception?
19. Which statement about the reception is wrong?
20. What can we learn about the woman?